Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, the President of the United States, Donald Trump, set to address the American people this morning at the White House after Iran struck back at the U.S. for killing a top Revolutionary Guard commander, calling it revenge for the U.S. killing of General Qasem Soleimani. U.S. officials say Iran fired a series of ballistic missiles at two military bases in Iraq housing American troops. There were no immediate reports of U.S. casualties. It's a major escalation between the two longtime foes, and there are worries the two nations are now close to war. There are some indications that there would not be further retaliation on either side, at least in the short term. You and I were talking about that fact before we came on.
David, the whole thing is pretty complicated, that's for sure. On the one hand, there was a stake in it for both the president and the Ayatollah. The Ayatollah sends out the dozen missiles or so. There apparently was enough warning so that all the people on the base got into the concrete bunkers and 12 missiles went. So then the question became, as was threatened by the president, if in fact this very thing happened, then the question came whether there would be further retaliation. And the president, who had said there would be, now set to say it isn't happening. That's because everybody was scared to death. A lot of people were, that we were just about to get involved in what could amount to another World War one way, but this time with missiles and nukes and everything else. The Ayatollah made it clear that he had had his revenge. Whether his people are going to accept that and think that that's enough is another story. But that's what he's saying, and then of course the president is saying, at least for now, there is not an immediate retaliation, which would of course lead to a much bigger confrontation. So all the major players went up to the White House. We're talking about the Secretary of State. We're talking about the defense chiefs. We're talking about all those folks who went up there, what they said, and we'll find out soon enough. But my bet is what they said is, we don't want to go to war. This is a time to cool it. Otherwise, there will be a war. And that's where we are. The fact that the president apparently came to his senses or blinked or whatever you want to say is now very important. My sense is that the president is looking in the mirror this morning and saying, how do I look? Is it enough? Did I do what I should have done? And then the Iranian leaders will say, okay, let's use our proxies now that we've done this one thing and let them do the dirty work. That's a stay tuned moment, that's for sure.
And what about the motive of all this, Alan? Was the threat real that we're hearing from the president and the administration, that there was a real threat to American lives and that's why they had to go in and get General Soleimani?
Nobody knows, obviously. One of the things about this administration, which is known for its lies and making stuff up, is nobody knows whether there really was that sense. Soleimani was not a good guy. If he was over there, he was probably suggesting something along the lines that they've done before. And, you know, people have died because of this guy. My sense of it is, though, that if there was a real threat, we would have been told about it. We know, going back to the Bush administration, that there were no weapons of mass destruction, despite the fact that everybody told us that there were. So you can't trust these folks to tell you the truth, especially because it's Trump, and Trump is a well-known liar. It's that simple.
Speaking of, from the AP this morning, Donald Trump once warned Barack Obama not to play the Iran card to boost his political prospects by starting a war. So if political motive is behind this, how do the American people see all this? And you said, not a good guy. None of us would see this person as someone that should perhaps even remain alive. How does this help or hurt the president politically?
Well, I think, for whatever it's worth, that the president makes out well in one sense that we're not in a war this morning. If we were in a war, a real war, if the missiles were flying, if there was the potential for nukes, this president who said that about starting a war would be in real trouble. I think, frankly, that since there isn't, a lot of people will be angry at him. I know that many people that I know are. But I don't think it has the same negative import as if a real war had started. Now, we know he can be an egomaniac, and he wakes up, he looks in the mirror this morning, and he says, wasn't enough. I look weak. I look vacillating. If that happens, we could be back to square one.
Again, a reminder, the president will address the nation and expected at 9 a.m. this morning. We will have live coverage from NPR when that happens. Another big event today on the calendar. It's the State of the State address in New York, Alan. It begins at 1:30, and we will air that as well today. The governor is navigating, as we mentioned yesterday, this looming $6 billion budget shortfall. He's expected to tout his biggest past achievements and trumpet a long list of future policy initiatives, many of which he's previewed in a series of announcements over the past month. You know, we're hearing about the possibility of what? Raising taxes? At least we're hearing about a Democratic proposal.
David, the problem here is $6 billion in arrears. Where's that money coming from? We know that there'll be a proposal to do marijuana, and the estimates are $550 million. We know that he's going to cut the Medicaid reimbursements by 1%. That won't make it either. And then this governor is talking about doing all kinds of new things that many of us feel should be done. I don't know how that all reconciles. I do know that when he proposes building something, it's pretty clear that when you start paying it out like you pay your mortgage, it'll be many years before the next governors have to worry about where that money is coming from. It won't be on his watch. A little bit will, but for the most part, it won't be. And we'll see how much smoke and mirrors is involved in all of this.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. We just keep on keeping on.
We will, and we'll see everybody during the State of the State today, and we hope you'll be listening. As difficult as it may be, it's important as citizens that we do it.